I made a lot of really bad decisions in my life. Like, I grew up born and raised in Iowa until I was 23, and then this was my brilliant idea. I decided I was gonna move by myself to Los Angeles without a job, savings, or a plan. Yeah. In Iowa, I had a $300 a month apartment, and it was great. It was awesome. Cost of living so low. I had a living room, I had a dining room, I had a kitchen, I had a bathroom, I had a garage, I had a helicopter. So I thought, I'm gonna move to LA and I'll just get a $300 a month apartment, right? Should be the same, that's what I figured. Yeah, no. In Iowa, $300 a month gets you a nice place. In LA, it gets you hepatitis, because holy shit. I went online and I literally found the cheapest place in all of Los Angeles I could find, $300 a month. And I'll never forget, when I went to look at the place, the guy, the landlord, he was straight out of a movie smoking a stogie. And he goes, I'll let you move in without a background check, but if I catch you smoking crack in the hallway, you're out of here. And I was like, this guy's really funny. And then a month later, I'm like, oh shit, I live in a crack house. It was horrible. It was the size of a walk-in closet. Didn't have a bathroom. We had to share a bathroom down the hall with 65 other tenants. I know. I got tired of getting athlete's foot, so I ended up just peeing in my sink. I know. And then one day I looked under the sink and the pipe had been broken for God knows how long, so I had just been peeing on the ground. I know. And so I lived on the corner of Cahuenga and Santa Monica, which, I didn't know it at the time, but it is the capital of the world of the male prostitute cruising strip. Woo! Yeah, that's fine, you're right, but they should have put that in the pamphlet. I had no idea. Every day I would walk down the street to the 7-Eleven to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And everybody would honk at me, and I didn't understand what was happening. I'd be like, these guys are really friendly here. LA gets a bad rap, it's just like Iowa. Hi. And then one day this guy in a black Saab pulls up and he honks, he goes, eh, and he goes, looking good. And I didn't understand what was happening, so I actually stuck my head in his window. The way a hooker would. And I went, excuse me? And then he goes, looking good. And then I was like, oh. And I realized what was happening. And look, I'm not a homophobe, but I'm also not a prostitute. And I'm too nice. I was like, oh, I'm going to go now. Oh, you're very nice. I hope you find somebody else. You'll find him. Okay, bye-bye. And I just ran off. And then he goes, I lied. You're fat. Well, that was hurtful. So then I went back into my hovel, my apartment, and I watched a commercial on TV for paper towels. And I went, who the fuck can afford paper towels? I moved back to the Midwest with my tail between my legs.